And Kathy Dawes now, along with Katie Phillip, and she is the president of the Kansas State Library Friends Group. And you have a fun time coming up, hail of a time, in fact. And I'll let you explain and elaborate. I really like the name of the event, too. What fun that was, I'm sure, to come up with that title. But share with us what's planned for hail of a time.
Okay, this Friday, November 3rd at 6:30, the community has a chance to join us at the Hale Library. This event is a celebration of 20 years for the Hale Library, as well as the anniversary for the Farrell Library, the 90th anniversary. So given that we're celebrating anniversaries, we decide to make a theme of past, present, and future. And really, the Friends, along with some very special donors, are looking to the future of the Hale Library and planning for some renovations. We've had a very generous gift from Dave and Ellie Everett, and the people coming to the event will have a chance to see through virtually what the plans are. So we're planning food and drink and music and a tour through the library so that you can see what we have presently and what's planned for the future.
It is an exciting place to be, and I don't know if you could give us a virtual tour verbally or just give us an idea, I mean, of what some of those plans involve.
Absolutely. The first floor changes are the changes that you'll experience through the virtual presentation of the future use of that space. The way the students use the library has changed, and so the space needs to change to accommodate that. And so that's a new tool that we have available for this special event on Friday. And then for the present, at the Dow Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is the multicultural. That will be the present, and we'll have contemporary music there. And up to the fifth floor, we'll be looking at the past and the jazz era, and piano music and vintage cocktails will be served there. Of course, food will be served at each location, and then we'll wind up the evening in the Great Room with music by Wayne Goings and Susan Hancock.
So people can move from room to room,
floor
to floor.
Fun. And lots of times our community members don't get a chance to tour the building. This is a fun way for them to tour the Hale Library and see what's going on.
Well, and it's exciting, too. I know there have been some times lately with funding cutbacks that have been pretty tense, but it's exciting to know you have such a nice donation that maybe you can go ahead and start doing some work now, which is encouraging.
It is very encouraging. And for your listeners, I would like to encourage them. We have a very limited number of tickets available for Friday. So if you call today, there is still room available, and I can give that number.
Sure.
It's 785-532-7442. And that is for the Hale of a Time on Friday, November 3rd, beginning at 6:30.
So don't get the misconception you have to be a friend of the libraries to do this. I mean,
No. This
is completely open to the public.
Absolutely. And we will have, you'll be able to, a lot of the library staff will be there, as well as the Friends, and of course, our very special guests, Dave and Ellie Everett. So it will be a chance to enjoy great music, great food, and see what the future will hold for K-State libraries.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I imagine there's been a little bit of work involved in putting this together, though, Katie.
Oh, yes. There are lots of worker bees on the library board, and as well as the staff at the library. So we're looking forward to showcasing the library, and I'm sure it will be a fun evening.
Any particular timeline that we're looking at on some of these things that you have in mind with some of the changes as we look to the future?
Well, I would say that Friends of the Library Board has been earmarking money for the last couple of years. Of course, there has been approval for this project, and so we'd like to go ahead as soon as possible. Again, you know, we need to secure all the funds before we get started. So,
and is it like anything else? Whenever you have construction involved, there'll probably be some minor inconveniences for a while, but well worth it in the long run.
Right. The entrance to the Hale Library is now on the second floor, and so this project will open it up as well as provide study space for students on that first floor level and some specialized group rooms that are available in some of our newer facilities on campus.
You know, I'm loving, you provided me this little brochure, flyer, whatever we want to call it, and I love the photos on it of showing the old-fashioned library with the index cards. I remember those days when that was the way everybody did things, and of course now everybody has their laptops in front of them and working that way. As you said, technology has changed just in phenomenal ways.
Right, and the library is making sure that they keep up and provide the students at Kansas State University with the latest technology as well as the space where they're able to meet, and that group space has become more and more important, and this renovation project will certainly address that.
I know I have a lot of students who work for me, quite honestly, as reporters and interns, but they always talk about having a class project. They have to work together. I imagine that's what these group spaces would be good for, when they work together on projects and that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. And we have certainly a number of naming opportunities available for large donors, but donors of all sizes are welcome. And this is, like I said, an excellent opportunity for community members to go into the library and see how things have changed, perhaps since they've been students there.
And, you know, quite honestly, it has changed. Even in the 16 years that I've been here at Kaman, I think I went there fairly recently and hadn't been there in a few years and saw some differences. And there's always something going on there at the library.
Yes, we're lucky to have an active friends group that provides opportunities for community members to come to the library. We have a concert series that is popular, and that is held in the fifth floor room, and that's one of the spaces that we'll be using for this event, as well as the great room, which of course is perfect for a large group and a large group celebration like our 20th and 90th anniversary celebration.
Be a little bit of dancing going on, you think?
I think there will be, because we have Wayne Goings and Susan Hancock, so that'll be perfect.
Right. Well, again, just in the last couple minutes we have, anything else you're wanting to highlight about the library, what's going on these days, or anything else you're wanting to share?
I think that really our focus has been on getting this project, this building project, settled. And so a lot of work by the library staff in doing all the preliminaries. And, of course, raising the funds is important part of this project. As you mentioned before, that some of the cuts at the state level have put an extra squeeze on, but we're but the library staff is trying to make sure that they accommodate students, and we want to make sure that people know giving to the library would touch all students. And so it is certainly something that the students depend on, not only for material, but for the space to work.
Now, this is a huge event, and it sounds like just so much fun. Will you have other events maybe to raise more funds if needed?
Well, right now we plan an annual event, but anything's possible. But we're hoping with, especially with the thoughtfulness of Dave and Ellie Everett and the funds that they, as K-State grads, are giving back, will help us move forward.
Well, again, it's been our pleasure today to have with us Katie Phillip, and she is talking about the event. She is the president of the Kansas State Library Friends, and we appreciate her stopping by today. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
You had a hell of a time just getting that out.
No kidding.
Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio, KMAN. Good morning. CBS News with an update on a lot of interesting things happening in Washington, D.C. is next on KMAN.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The first indictment.